Unit 37, The Dun-Colored Mare. Monty Roberts watched a herd of Mustang because he wanted to learn their habits. And soon a drama began to unfold. This incident gave Roberts the key to the language of the horse. A light bay colt was behaving badly. He ran at a filly and gave her a kick. The poor filly just hobbled off. The colt seemed to puff up. He looked pleased with himself. He was looking for trouble. Then a little fowl came toward him. The fowl moved his mouth in a sucking action. This showed he was no threat. The sucking action meant, "I'm just a little fowl." The bay colt had other ideas. He took a bite out of the fowl's backside. The bay colt pretended nothing happened. With head down, he kept cropping grass. He looked neutral. He was trying to avoid blame. Roberts was fascinated. He was watching a big family drama. Robert shifted his sight to a big dun mare. He had noticed that she was the leader. When she moved, everyone followed. This mare was eating too, but she was slowly weaving closer to the colt. Monty felt sure that the mare had seen everything. She showed no outward sign, but she kept edging closer to the colt at all time. The dun mare was now only 20 yards away, but the colt tried another kick. This time he launched at a full-grown mare. He grabbed her by the nape of her neck and bit down hard. The dun mare did not hesitate. She ran full speed at the colt and knocked him to the ground. The surprised colt struggled to his feet. The mare quickly whirled and charged again. Down went the colt again. Robert's heart was beating fast. What a drama he was observing.